Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking to us today about the issue of whether you need a license, a real estate license, to be a successful real estate investor. He will answer the question, do I need a license to buy? And that's an important question because it relates to a whole manner of issues regarding investment, success, and financial security. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So to dive right into this, I'll pose the question that you presented to me and our listeners. Do you need a license to buy?
Well, it's a great question, and I imagine that many new investors or weekend or part-time investors or those who are just thinking about becoming real estate investors, I am sure this is one of the questions that has arisen as they do their due diligence and explore the world of residential real estate investing and explore the world of, you know, potentially creating a real estate investment business for themselves, regardless of what scale that they plan to go. I know it was a question for me when I was in that stage, and here I am over 10 years later as a real estate investor in Dallas, and I've met a lot of people who are very successful investors who have a real estate license, and I've met many who are very successful who do not. And there's a lot of different schools of thought on whether or not a real estate license is necessary in order to be successful as a real estate investor. And so today I just kind of wanted to explore the question and perhaps shed some insight or some light and hopefully help those who are considering real estate investing, help them answer this question and get to a point where they're comfortable with how to proceed as to whether or not they should go secure a real estate investment, a real estate license or not, in the pursuit of their residential real estate investing business. And, you know, there are obvious advantages and perhaps obvious disadvantages. So let's explore those now. You know, first off, a potential advantage or a reason many people do get a real estate license as they embark on their investment career or their investment business is the desire to want to be able to list their own investment properties for sale on the MLS, the multiple listing service. You know, that is the place to sell retail real estate in the United States, is the MLS. And, you know, typically, as a seller of a property on MLS, number one, you're going to have to get a licensed real estate agent to create that listing on MLS. And number two, that licensed real estate agent is going to charge you a commission in order to do that. For sake of simplicity, in general, it's going to cost the seller of a property 3% of the sale price in order to have an agent, a licensed agent, list that property on MLS. Well, many investors, no secret, very profit-focused, they would like to keep that 3% for themselves. So they'll get a real estate license so that they can list their own properties on MLS for sale after they rehab them, and they can save that 3% commission that they would normally have to pay to a licensed real estate agent in order to get that MLS listing. So it makes sense. There's a monetary value to that decision, and that 3% may or may not be worth it to you and how it relates to having or not having a real estate license. And the same holds true for real estate investors who may not be fixing and flipping, but instead maybe buy and hold or rental investors. Many buy and hold investors would like to list their rental properties on the multiple listing service. And in order to do that, you once again need a real estate agent to do that, a licensed agent. And many investors would rather get their own license and save the fees that they would have to pay that agent to list their rental properties in the same way that a licensed agent would be required to list their fix and flip properties. So you can see there's a monetary benefit in that situation to having your own license. But at the same time, you may determine that it's not right for you. And even with a license, you don't want to go through the work it takes to manage and execute an MLS listing. And you'd much rather pay a fee or a commission to another licensed agent to do that work for you. And that's your decision. And either direction makes sense depending on you as an investor. Secondly, a lot of investors choose to get a real estate license for no other reason than to simply get access to the online multiple listing service. You know, the multiple listing service is a huge database of every single property that's for sale in your particular market. And there is a wealth of information and data there. And as a real estate investor, it may be a great avenue for you to find real estate investing deals to buy. And it sure is nice to be able to have that access yourself as a licensed agent versus depending on a licensed agent to search MLS and find those deals for you. And then secondly, as a real estate investor, it's very beneficial to have access to MLS so that you can run your own comparables quickly and accurately and use the approach that you deem most proficient in identifying good comparables when you're trying to find out what you should pay for a house or what you could sell one of your houses for. It's nice to be able to do that analysis on yourself, by yourself, with access to the MLS versus, once again, depending on a licensed agent to do that for you, keeping in mind that to get access to MLS and all the data and information in there, you have to be a licensed agent. So I must acknowledge that other sources exist for MLS data. However, MLS is the most timely and the most comprehensive source, and it's the source from which all other sources get their information. Whether you're using a website that requires a monthly membership fee, they're tapping into the MLS database to get that same information. They may not require you to have a license in order to access their service. However, their data is coming from MLS, and it's likely a little delayed, whether it's a matter of hours or days or perhaps even weeks. MLS is the most accurate, up-to-date, timely, and comprehensive source, and you got to have a license to have access to that. Once again, it may make sense for you to get a license simply to get that access. Perhaps you'd rather have another license agent do that work for you when it comes to searching for comparables or searching for deals. Third, just the overall education of yourself as a professional real estate investor may be what prompts you to desire or pursue a real estate license in your state. And what I mean here is real estate, it's no secret, it is a very complicated business when it comes to the legalities that surround real estate and conducting real estate transactions. There are a lot of rules, there are a lot of processes, there are a lot of procedures, there are a lot of forms, and things change at a very rapid pace in the world of residential real estate. And when you have a real estate license, it's a great way to stay abreast of the top sources of education and to stay abreast of the rapidly changing real estate laws, rules, regulations, and procedures. And that education comes to you whether it's the education that you go through in order to secure your license initially or the continuing education or CE that's required of you as a license holder as you maintain and renew your license. So there's a lot of education available to you as a licensed agent, and that alone may be one of your motivators to get that license, simply so that you can stay atop, maintain a level of professionalism, expertise, and credibility with the sellers who you're working with to purchase properties from them, or even just your peers who you're interacting with on a daily basis as a real estate investor. A license may help you gain some credibility, expertise or even expand your network as a real estate investor. And then one other thing to consider too is I see many real estate investors pursue a real estate license because it creates an additional revenue stream for their business as a residential real estate investor. And what I mean is probably best described in two very common examples that even I myself experienced as a real estate investor here in Dallas. The investor who has a real estate license creates an additional revenue stream in their business, or perhaps even another facet in their business, because they have the ability to quickly change their hat and become not an investor, but a traditional real estate agent when dealing with sellers of properties. You know, sometimes a real estate investor will find themselves meeting with a seller, and then for whatever reason, it's just not possible to purchase that property as is, for cash, at a discount, under your real estate investing hat, so to speak. In those scenarios, though, you can offer your sellers a solution. If you are a licensed real estate agent, perhaps the best strategy for them and for you is instead to market that house for them on the MLS as their licensed agent and sell the house that way. Now, this is common when you come across a home that's got a mortgage balance, for instance, that prohibits it from being purchased at a discounted or wholesale price that would make sense to an investor, or yourself in this case. And in that case, you can still generate revenue from that relationship with that seller by perhaps entering into an agreement to list their house as a real estate agent and sell it that way and earn a commission. Though it may not be as much as you would have liked to have earned or had hoped to have earned as an investor by purchasing the property, it's still a way to monetize that lead and the time you've invested with that seller, and even more importantly, provide that seller with a solution to selling their home, even though it's not the solution you originally intended, which was a purchase as a real estate investor. Now let's talk a little bit too about the disadvantages, and rightfully so, of a real estate investing, of a real estate investor having a real estate license. And I think most prominently and most importantly, you've got to acknowledge the cost and the time that it takes to hold a real estate license in your state. Now, first off, just to get the license, there's a significant investment in education. And this is both a time and a money investment. There's coursework required, and there's books, and there's classroom time, and there's online time, depending on your state and their requirements. But there is a rigorous process that an individual has to go through in order to secure a real estate license. And it takes time, and it takes money to complete that coursework. And not only does it take time and money to complete the coursework, but it takes time and money also to complete the test. You have to pay to take the test. You have to study for the test. You have to take the test in order to get issued that license. And then the license itself in your state is going to cost something once you pass that test. So there's another expense that you have to consider. And then once you do get the license, there's other expenses that come with holding a real estate license. MLS and access to it will cost you money on a regular basis. You'll have real estate association dues that you'll owe, and you'll have fees and dues that you'll owe to the broker, who ultimately is the place that you hang your license, so to speak, or sponsors you as a license-holding agent. So, you know, in conclusion, it's really your decision. It's not a binary decision as yes or no. A real estate license, the good news is, it's not required to be successful, and it's not a hindrance or a detriment if you do have one. So you have options, and it's really up to you as an investor, and it's up to you on how you want to build and run and manage and create your real estate investing business.
Great points, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lewis.